True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. All right, our sponsors today, the CCA Star Tournament, Allied Industrial Sales, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, looking at weather, 74 down on the island this morning. Got a light northeast wind about 4, maybe 5 miles an hour at this time. Forecast for today, sunshine and clouds mixed. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high of 81. East-northeast winds, they may get up to about 10 to 20. And then for tonight, cloudy skies, stray shower, thunderstorms. They're throwing that possibility in there with a low around 70. North-northeast winds 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow, cloudy skies early, followed by partial clearing with a high of 80, north winds 10 to 20, due north. So a little bit different direction there. And looking at current conditions, or actually tides for today, right now we have a high tide. It occurred at 3:16 a.m. at the Galveston Channel. It was a 1.3. We have a low coming up at 9:22 a.m. at 0.9, and then a high at 2:23 p.m. at 1.2, with a low tonight at 9:21 p.m. at 0.4, and 6:31 a.m. is sunrise, 8 p.m. sunset. Our moon phase is 79%. Around the complex, buoy offshore showing an east northeast wind at 9 to 11. Water temp 77, air temp 75, and the Galveston Channel at 75 degrees with almost 80 degree water and east wind at 3. Eagle Point is 75 degrees with 78 degree water, northeast at 9, and Morgan's Point 71 degrees, 77 degree water with a north wind at 3. So, looks good right now, no doubt. No doubt about it. All right, well, let's head over to the Sabine Lake area. Let's check in with Captain Bill Watkins this morning and see what kind of fishing he was doing this week, if he got any in at all. I know where I went. Boy, you talk about some wind. And I know y'all headed up here, too. All right, Bill, good morning. How are you, my friend?
We did have plenty of wind.
Did you get enough of it?
That was for sure. Yeah, and gosh. I mean, really, out of the last 8 days, I canceled 6.
Yeah.
I mean, that was ridiculous. But, you know, a late season, who ever heard of 2 back-to-back cold fronts in May? I mean, really. But here they are. And so I just rolled everything forward a week or two. I had some space on the calendar, so we're back on again, you know.
Move them up the line. Kick the can down the road, baby.
That is just, you know, that's a guy's life. You get a nice stretch of weather, and then all of a sudden it falls apart. I mean, really, two cold fronts back to back within a 2 or 3 day period, and here you go, and all that rain. Oh, good grief!
Yeah, we got we're gonna have some fresh water issues.
Yes, we will.
So, yeah, what else is new? This, what, 10 years now? This all started back in 2015?
Yep.
We didn't need, 2016 we need a new pattern.
When it all fell apart. That's when it all fell apart, 2016. And it it hadn't been the same since, but at least we've got fish to catch. And I know where they're going to be now. They're going to be
just,
right where I left them the other day.
Just think what we'd have to catch if, you know, we would have had normal springs and summers through all of these last 10 years, you know?
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
Not to mention freezes, floods, freezes, spills.
Yeah. And floods and tornadoes.
Spills and kills.
Man, oh, man. Well, that, it'll all dry up pretty quick, but I'm glad I didn't plant my purple hull peas yet.
Well,
that would have drowned them. They would have just been
coming
up.
How much rain did you end up getting in this last one here?
Oh, I think I got 3 inches and then 2.5 the other day, so I've got about 5 inches.
Yeah.
But not that terrible compared to some of the other places around here.
Well, upstream, you know, up the watersheds, got a lot more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you look at the NOAA river levels, and they're all green everywhere. So, I mean, Village Creek is running, and Trout Creek up at Kirbyville, and it's just near the Sabine, and all of it's green. Green, green, green. But that just forces the fish into areas that I can catch them, you know?
Yeah.
And they'll probably be dirty water for a couple of days. Just depends on how hard this north wind blows. It's kind of off right now. I don't know what they're predicting, really, but it's like one day they'll show up one speed, and the next day they show up another speed. It's, who knows?
Yeah.
It might be, but it's going to warm up real quick.
I think stock market predictions are probably more accurate than weather predictions. And that's saying something.
Yeah, where else can you be wrong 80% of the time and still get your paycheck?
That's it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Their weather predicting is not that great. They can tell you when a tornado is coming.
What they are good at, though, is on hurricanes. They've got really good on
them. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah,
we're still talking about a force of nature that pretty much has a mind of its own. Rita was the worst I've ever seen. I mean, originally it was supposed to hit down below Corpus. And then in 12 hours, a new forecast, well, it looks like Port O'Connor, folks, or Rockport. And then it just kept coming up the coast. And when they said Galveston, man, everybody just went, whoo. Everybody left town, and it dead-centered Sabine. So, I mean, Rita had a mind of her own.
People were out on the highway shooting each other.
Hey, that's why I said I'd rather stay home than die. I'll never do this again. I went to my brother's in Woodville to his place. Wrong move. That was the stupidest thing I've ever done. It was just as bad coming back home as it was evacuating. It was pitiful.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Yeah, I went up to Rayburn Country. Guess what? It came right up there.
Yep. Well, I wasn't far from you in Woodville.
Yeah. And that was a dumb thing to do.
Couldn't even leave because trees were blocking the roads and the driveway. We had to cut up trees.
Oh, we got chainsaws.
Chainsaws and trackers, baby. All right. We're clear. Let's leave. I should have stayed.
What was amazing to me was seagulls. They blew so far inland, they were in pastures around Kirbyville. And there were just hundreds of them sitting out there in the fields. Like, what in the heck happened? How did we get blown up here? You could see a look of bewilderment on their face. If a seagull could have that, I mean, they were just blown all the way up there. I started seeing them around Buna, and all the way up 96, there were seagulls and pastures. That was comical. And then when we got home, there was a tree right in our living room. Big oak tree.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was bad.
Welcome home, Bill.
Yeah. Had water everywhere. You know, it was... I swept water out of the living room. Somehow we survived all that. But I'm too old now to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I think now,
break out the checkbook now. I'm done working that hard.
Yeah.
Hell, the cleanup after Burrow like to kill me. You know, that one last year.
Sure. And then on TV yesterday, they had the weather, and they were talking about hurricane season's only like 24 days away or whatever. I'm like, no, I hadn't even thought of that. Don't mention it.
Well, you know, Beryl, that was an early hurricane last year. Wasn't it like late June or early July or something? Maybe late June.
Something like that.
I remember it was early.
Yeah. Yep. And you never know where they're going to go.
No, you really don't.
They just meander around and get steered by forces that we don't even understand.
Mother Nature. The force of nature.
Yes, sir. But we got some good fishing coming up, I think.
Yeah.
It's been
a better spring this year, you know, for everybody all up and down the coast, better than I've seen in a long time, you know. There's a lot of good fish caught, and lots of them. And
I worked a lot in January and February and March. I mean, I just couldn't even believe that. And last year, I didn't work a day in January or February.
Yeah.
Right to the end of February, I think I got the first trip, and then it was on after that. So, you know, it's hard to predict that. I'm like, I can't even get anybody to come fishing with me in January, though. They showed up this year, you know. It's just so unpredictable. But the fish are going to bite, and they're going to bite either a white with a yellow tail or a yellow, a bright yellow. That little John, that yellow little John, I guess they call it lime truce. But it's more yellow than it is anything else. And that is a great bait for dirty water. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
They can see that. Now, at night, if you're fishing at night or early, early in the morning, you'd want to glow. That works all, you know, very well. Mm-hmm. But after the sun gets up just a little, switch over to that yellow. I mean, they made a... Mirror Lure makes one that's called Money, which is more chartreuse.
Yeah, New Money.
Black specials.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they make that lime truce one, which is more yellow than anything else.
Yeah,
and
they got one that's, I can't remember what it's called. It's got ice in it, you know, those weird-looking flakes. It's lime truce, you know, kind of a clear lime truce with that ice glitter in it. Man.
Yeah.
That one's always good in October and November up my way. You know, when the water's real clean, those fish go crazy over it.
Yeah, they do. But you just, they make one that's just straight up yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Total Little John, straight up yellow, and no other colors in it. And that thing is highly visible in dirty water. So I throw that. I threw that the last trip out, and we did real well with it. We started off with white and then went into that. Water was pretty much dirty everywhere, but if you can see down 4 inches, that's clear enough.
Yeah.
Okay? That's all you got to have. And
you know, Sabine's always been that way. Those fish over there bite good in dirty water. What we wouldn't even fish in over here, you can catch fish in over there.
Yeah, they're used to it.
They adapt to it. Yeah, they really do.
I would imagine Calcasieu is the same way. Don't know for a fact, but there've been several guides over here for a while.
They've been coming your way again.
Yeah.
Well, let me knock this break out. I'll come back at you, Bill. Hang on a second.
All right.
Well, the 36th Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's right around the corner, folks. That'll start up Memorial Day weekend, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. It'll run all summer long till Labor Day, so sign up. Take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish will be released in inshore waters along the Texas coast to fish for a truck and boat package, and you can fish for other species like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament is brought to you by Mercury Marine, Lone Star, Hall Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222, and sign up today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:20 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend.
You could have kept on with that Santana.
I know. Let it roll, man.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, it's going to be pretty straightforward. I'll have to relocate my fish again.
Yeah.
The last time I found them in the lake, the last day that I fished was in the lake. The booming high tides were coming up the channel, and the wind was 30 coming right up the gut.
Yep.
And that was impossible to fish that. I mean, it was just current blowing everywhere and sediment lifting off the bottom. So that was out. And of course, you know, with a big high tide comes some fairly salty water going into the lake. So, you know, it kind of counteracts that river flow. Yeah. And at that point, there wasn't that much coming down the rivers. So I went into the lake and caught fish in the mouth of ditches on corners. Now, the fish were scattered, but we still wound up, I think we wound up with 15 trout and a real nice flounder and hooked a couple of oversized reds, which provided some excitement. Couldn't keep them. But I think that's probably still viable. But, you know, typically those fish will start off in January and they'll move from Coffee Ground Cove. They'll start moving with the fresh water flow all the way around the curve of the Louisiana shoreline.
Yeah.
And they get down around Johnson's Bayou and Willow Bayou and right up there around
Garrison.
Three Bayou. Yeah, Three Bayou. And then they, as the spring progresses, they move more down toward Blue Buck.
Yeah, Garrison's and Blue Buck. Man, I've had some unbelievable wades at Garrison's. Good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some big fish still going there.
If you can keep the redfish off of you. That was a bad deal, man. Them herds of reds start coming down that bank, and they'd tear every corky up you got. Eat you alive, man.
Yeah, they would.
I'd reel my stuff up and just back off and said, y'all have at them. I'm gonna wait till y'all are through with them. Maybe some trout will come in behind them, and I'll start casting.
Yeah, we've had we fished down in the channel the day before that, and we had some really nice tide runners going.
Yeah,
and hooked up 16 and lost 8 at the side of the boat, and I mean they were 17 to 20s, just fine fish. And then this school of big old redfish moved in and muscled the trout out of there. And that was upsetting. We caught 5 of those, and I think one of them was a 22-incher.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of them were all, you know, just oversized, 28 to 32s. I think Louisiana's going to be a little bit too protective of those big redfish, and we'll wind up, you know, growing up a massive schools of them over here that.
Well, then y'all can be like us.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm afraid that's going to happen. But you know that.
But they'll make a lot of babies.
Situation. Yeah, they will. And they'll, but. We had a lot of redfish anyway.
Yeah. Well, true. You know,
we had plenty of redfish. Now, there was a couple of down years. I think the last couple of years have been kind of slow on redfish. And now that they've shut off catching the bigger ones, you know, it gives my arm a rest. I don't have to keep 128 inches there. Yeah,
with trout, light trout tackle and everything, it gets kind of old. Winching those in.
But
I remember an old man telling me he lived there on Trinity Bay years ago. He's passed away now, God rest his soul. But he said, you know, you boys, y'all going to open up the gates of hell with all these redfish stockings. He said, there's plenty of them now. And he said, what the bad thing about it, when they grow up, they're not going to leave. And they live forever. He was right. He said they're like feral hogs.
Yes, sir. I guarantee you. And there's some in there that are 40 and 45 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
Them big old melon-headed monsters.
Oh, wow. But somehow people still love to catch them.
I caught one a couple of weeks ago. I guarantee you, just the head on him weighed 20 pounds. Like a bigger than a bowling ball. Going, Jesus.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
But a lot of people like catching those, you know. That's it's a personal best fish for them. light tackle, it's
I would say that fully 30% of my customers like to eat redfish. And they don't care if they're 30 inches. It don't matter to them because they do them on the half shell.
Right.
That's what they like. But there's at least 30%. The rest of us love trout.
Right. Well, it's a strange business we're in.
Yes, it is.
Feast or famine.
And you can't make that much money at it because of weather.
Yeah, you just can't. If you can get on a run and get you a good weather stretch for about two straight months and you can run all your trips, you can get well real quick.
Yes, you can.
But
that's exactly right.
Better put some away because you're going to get, every time you get something good out of it, something bad's coming. You're going to get a bad weather pattern for 2 or 3 weeks, and then here we go again.
Yeah, looking back
nature
at
the beast.
It's just we do it because we love it, and that's the only reason.
Well,
it's not a get-rich kick.
At least you stayed home and fought the wind. I drove 350 miles to fish in even higher winds.
You must have been on the mid-coast.
I was on the lower coast down there, buddy.
God, it never stops down there.
No, but it was cranking pretty good.
Yeah,
you're standing in waist-deep water, and waves are hitting you in the back of the head. It's windy. That's on a protected shoreline.
Gosh.
But I love it down there. It's so beautiful, man. All the grass beds and potholes and, you know.
It is pretty.
It just,
good gracious.
We caught some fish, but we didn't get the fish we were expecting to get. I mean, and that's part of the game you play. You go down there, you just roll the dice, say, hey, man, if I hit me a good weather window, I'm going to get them. And
yeah.
Then you hit a bad weather window and you don't get them. It's, we didn't even fish the second day. Cliff said, hey, he said, I can't even get to my big fish. The wind's wrong. Everything's wrong. But he said, hey, we can go wade and catch, you know, what y'all caught today. I said, nah, that's good. We're good. We're going to rebook him and go back down. But we had a good time. Something different, you know. Still the same old thing.
I remember my dad and I went to Port Mansfield one time, and we stayed 3 days, and the wind never got below 30. I mean, it was cranking, and we still caught a few fish.
Yeah.
But it was, and with the equipment we had in those days, it was impossible. I mean, you could have wade fished, and we did do that, but man.
Man, some of those fish we caught had that beautiful golden hue to them. You know, like when our fish come out of the marsh, they have that, you know, golden tint to them.
Oh, yeah.
With all the freckles on them and real white bellies. Beautiful fish, man.
Yeah, they are so pretty.
Aquarium fish.
Yeah. Water pretty clear down there, even though the wind was
Yeah, in about three places. I mean, it was tore up from the floor up, man. We had three spots that had clean, fishable water, and that was it. With all that water down there, everything else had just rolled up. It was coffee creamer.
Yeah, if it blows hard
and grass so bad, man. The grass was all broke loose and getting blown from the other sides of the bay. And, I mean, there was no way you could throw anything with a treble hook on it. It was all worm fishing. And you were still
you
were grassing up every time. But if you'd have put a
top
water thing on,
you'd
reel in a head of lettuce every cast. It was just, you know.
Golly.
And there's no telling how many fish we'd have caught if you didn't grass up every cast. You know?
Yeah. That's an issue.
Because once you ball that grass up on that jig head, they're not going to bite it.
No. No, they just watch it go by and go,
exactly.
Well, they think we are.
Yeah. You think I'm stupid you or think something?
Of, do I have stupid written on my forehead?
That's right. Oh, well. Well, like Bill, it. If somebody wants to come over to Sabine and get with you, how do they get a hold of you, yeah. man?
Well, it's about to get right. So I would say, yeah, come on. 409-673-9211.
All right, my friend. Well, have a good week, and I'll check in with you Saturday and see what's up.
Okay,
we'll find something
buddy.
To talk about. All right, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. See you, man. Folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. Bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. And your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget, so if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 435. All right, let's run up to Lake Conroe now, and let's check in with the fish dude this morning. Hey, Richard, how you doing?
Mickey, you know I'm good, brother. How about yourself?
Oh, man, it's all good.
Good deal, good deal. I tell you what, y'all got plenty of lightning and stuff down there where you're at now. We had it all up here and got about 5 inches of rain on top of it. So I tell you what, y'all needed to get your share of it.
Well, we got a little bit yesterday morning. It was a nasty commute in my area yesterday morning, and it, hey, it is what it is.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. At least it cleared out up here yesterday. I mean, I thought it was going to hang, but it cleared out pretty good.
Well, it hung along the coast a while yesterday, and it finally cleared off, you know, pushed off.
Yeah, buddy. Well, at least the lake, they're getting that water out of the lake pretty quick because I was afraid with all the dang rain we had they was going to end up closing it down. But it's not even at 202 right now, so it's 201.34 from what I checked earlier. So it's not
bad. They close it at 202?
203.
203 is when they close it?
Yeah, that's when they'll close it down at 203. But, man, I'll tell you what, the other day had that wind blowing stank hard out of the – it was – and that fresh water coming in, it had junk floating around everywhere.
I bet it did, brother.
Man, I tell you what, there was pads of grass floating around. There was it looked like a telephone pole floating around out there for a while.
I mean, you don't see pads of grass floating around. You should have been down where I was in that wind. Man.
Oh, I bet. That dang wind, it pushed the stuff out of places you didn't even know was there.
Exactly.
I tell you what, there was... it was the dangest thing, because I mean there at the boat ramp at Stowaway, I mean, good night, for 3 days the dang ramp was just covered up with all kinds of icing and just any kind of grass and junk you could find. There's a dang park bench out there floating around. So it's I'll tell you what, everything under the sun was out there. It was crazy, but all kinds of junk. But I mean, that was the thing. Like I said, that thing, no wind, just start blowing stuff out from places you didn't even know had anything in them. But it's them fish are still doing good. You know, the hybrids have been being weird, though. I don't know. I can't get them rascals to get consistent for some reason right now. Y'all catch one or two, maybe three, and then all of a sudden they just kind of quit. It's like, dang it, what's going on with these rascals? So I think it may be something to do with that fresh water coming in. And all of it moving through, you know, kind of got them, feeling skinny or something. But you know, the crappie we've been catching, I mean, we're not catching a lot of them, but man, them suckers are big. I mean, I'm still catching on some spots. I'm catching some smaller ones, you know, so I'm getting a mixed bag in there. But there's it's weird how there's so many bigger ones out there right now. Even though, like I say, it's a mixed bag. You got a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But the bigger ones that I'm catching, I mean, they're 2 pounds and maybe a little bit better. So, it's like I say, it's just different. I mean, I'm still catching the small ones. Like I say, I'm catching those that are just little under 10 inches, which is keeper size, and then turn right around, and then there's a other ones that I'm catching that are, you know, they're 15, 16 inch fish. And it's like, good night. Mm-hmm. These are some big rascals. And it's a blast when you get into those fish like that, you know, but like I say, the numbers still aren't there like they should be for crappie, in my opinion. But
like having a banner year on Lake Fork this year, way above average on crappie. They are nuking them.
That's a good thing, man. I'll tell you what. You know, the thing is it's Fork is far enough away from the bigger populations of people that fish for them, you know.
Yeah.
And that, like Rayburn is, too. And that's, you know, I've said it before. COVID got these fish on Conroe, and you know, people don't want to bleep that.
Well, it even knocked the dent in them on Rayburn. It made a difference up there, too.
I know, and it's, you know, the thing about Rayburn is it's still far enough away, but it's not that far. There's a lot of people that go over to Rayburn and fish that, you know, that most people don't realize, because Rayburn is not, what, 2 hours from down there where y'all are at? So it's
about two and a half.
Yeah, so it's not really that far, you know. And when like Fork, you know, that's a good 4.5 to 5 hour ride to get up there. So a lot of people, you know, if they're going up there, they're going for them trophy bass for the most part. You know, they don't really get into the crappie. But if you know, that's like years ago, what was it? Barry St. Clair, I think he caught that big fish up there, and he was crappie fishing. So it was, you know, that's the thing. A lot of people don't realize that a lot of those big fish out of Fork were caught while they were crappie fishing for the most part. And, you know, there's some of those crappie guys out there that catch a lot of those big bass on Rayburn too. You know, I've seen them underneath that 147 bridge on Rayburn. You'd be sitting there crappie fishing, all of a sudden a big bass come up and eat your minnow or try to eat the crappie you got on your hook. So it's different, you know, them fish, you know, as you get away from the big populations of people, like Fork gets mostly the Dallas people, rather than the Houston people, because it's a little bit closer to Dallas than it is to Houston. But it's one of those things where I've not been to Fork in a while. It was an annual trip I'd make up there and spent about a week just trying to catch me a big old bass up there. And I just kind of got out of it over the years. Me and some buddies of mine would always get together and we'd throw tents up and get out there and spend a whole week in a tent. So, and just every morning, sunrise, get up, get in that boat, and not get out till end of the day, right? So, trying to catch them big old fish. And, you know, there's one of them, one year up there, I was sight fishing for these fish because they were up on the beds and everything. And Forks waters used to be, I've not been up there in a while, but it used to be really clear. And mm-hmm. you get up there and, I mean, you could see 10 foot down if you really looked. And I had one 10 pounder that was about 10 foot deep. And I actually had duct tape around my glasses to seal out any of the sunlight so I could see better. And I saw that fish down there, and I go, man, I'm going to catch that one. I flipped a white jig out there because it's, you know, it's something that I can see in that deeper water.
Yeah.
I flipped that rascal out there, and about the third time that sun gun hit it, and I set the hook on that thing, and, man, it went to pulling like a freight train, and pow, my line broke. I go, dang it. And I looked down there, and she was still down there with my jig in her mouth. I said, I'm going to get that jig back. So I kept on flipping. About an hour later, I finally caught her. And then, you know, I got my jig back. It was about a 10-pounder. And well, in the meantime, there's a bunch of 6- and 7-pounders that were around her and mm-hmm. on other beds. So I just kept plucking them off while I was sitting there messing with her. You know, that's one thing that people don't realize about those bed fish either is when they're on a bed, they're protecting an area. So you find that little area that they're protecting, you keep chunking it in there, you will catch them over and over again. You know, that's mm-hmm. the thing. And that's not, with that said, they don't all do that. There's sometimes you'll hook them. Sometimes you'll throw at them enough. They'll just decide, hey, I don't want to pull with this no more. And they'll leave. But for the most part, most of those fish that are on beds like that, you can keep chunking at them and chunking at them. You can hook them over and over. Matter of fact, there was years ago, we did I did a TV show with Cody Bird. It's Cody Bird Outdoors. And I was testing him to see his pitching and flipping abilities on Conroe. And I had this little buck bass found that was underneath a cinnabean bush. And you had to throw about 3 foot underneath the limb and land it in the water behind the bed and then drag it in. And he would hit it just about every time. And so I told him, and I asked him before he even got down if he knew how to pitch and flip. Well, you know how fishermen are. Oh, yeah. We get out there on the spot and I show him. Said, all right, catch this fish right here. And you're going to have to throw it. I told him you got to throw it under that bush, hit the water in the back, and then drag it into the bed. And then he'll hit it just as soon as it gets in the bed. He goes, oh, I can't do that. Well, I taught him how. And I said, here's how you do it. And I pitch in there, drag it through, boom, catch the fish. He goes, well, you can't catch that one now. I said, who told you that? He said, well, that's what I always heard. I said, no.
No.
I said, you try to get it in there, and he got it in there, and then boom, drug it in, boom, that rascal hit it, and caught that. Like I say, we caught that thing 6 times on camera. That was the dangest thing. The same fish 6 times, and it's like, you know, that's for people. A lot of people just don't believe that it's doable. You can catch those fish like that, but you can. I mean, when they're on those beds, like I say, they are protecting the area. They don't want anything getting in that little bitty spot where the eggs are or whatever, you know. So they just keep going, and that's the thing. And then, you know, I mean, that's like Conroe right now. You know, I don't know what all this water's going to do, but I'm sure wanting to get back out there on that pop-R bite because that pop-R bite has been pretty good for about a month, and I'm hoping this water doesn't mess it up for me. But it's that's a fun little bite, you know, when you catch them on that pop R that. So, I mean, and what's funny is the bigger ones, they just kind of suck it down whenever they hit it. Those smaller ones, boy, they'll knock the fire out of it. They'll jump over the top of it.
They pop it hard, man.
they do. It's a blast, though. I love catching those rascals like that. Yeah. I mean, it's the dangest thing. And then just, you know, just getting them up there in that grass like that, because they'll dig down in that dang grass on you, and you just got to hang on and go to them sometime. Try to pull them up out of there. You may come out with 10 or 20 pounds of grass and about a half a pound of fish, but it's just still fun. I don't care who you are. When you get a topwater bite going, you can't beat that deal. And it's, like I say, it's one of those things where I don't know how much this water's messed it up, but I'll be trying them again here for long. It ain't going to be long before I'm back out there chucking at them bass. Right now, I think, Dave, we're going to hybrid fish this afternoon. I got a little corporate deal I'm going to do this afternoon.
Right.
And So the wife and I are going to do some catfishing this morning and kind of get some for the freezer and stuff. And,
there you go. And, fresh cat, baby. Good stuff, especially out in Conroe. I know them cats are going to be running up my way, you know, up in the mountains up there. Them blue cats are going to be tearing everybody a new one. All right, Richard, you know I got to run, bud. If somebody wants to call you, give them some info.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, put your woman on some fish, brother.
There you go. There you go.
All right, have fun. Thanks, Richard. See you.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's the fish dude up on Lake Conroe. Let's run down to Matagorda now and check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
What's up, buddy?
Well, getting ready to fight the elements. I've finally got some wade fishermen for today, and looks like we got some better weather conditions. So we'll see what happens. I know that I hadn't fished all week and all that damn wind, Mickey. It just,
I can't blame
as you know, it's been relentless. But, you know, we've fought it all last week and weekend. And now there's still people catching fish down here. They caught them yesterday, but there's just not many people fishing.
Can't blame them.
Yeah. I mean, it's not only the weather. I mean, they're catching fish in Galveston and West Bay. There's great reports coming from there. They're catching fish down south. They're catching them. Everybody's catching fish. So people are scattered out. You know, it's not.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. It's actually been a pretty good spring, you know, we usually have that dull April, but we didn't this year. Fishing was good.
No. No, we got a few pretty good young guys around here that's been fishing quite a bit, and they've been on those fish the whole time. You know, we've got fish. We just need weather, like everybody else. You know, so you didn't have very good weather down south, huh?
No, wasn't very nice. I fished with Rihanna on Monday. We fished with her, and I mean, she didn't have anything to work with. Man, the whole bay was tore up from the floor up, and we had three places we could wade that the water was, you know, good and fishable. And we never rolled a big one out. I don't know. We probably caught about 25 fish. Nothing good, though. Nothing to write home about. And it was horrible conditions.
Yeah.
And made for some rough boat rides, too, man. Whew,
Lord. I bet.
And, you know, Cliff kind of did the same. He had Roland and Peter Altinger in them, and he couldn't get to his big fish. It was just too rough. You couldn't get to where you wanted to be and knew where you should have been, but you couldn't fish it. The wind was wrong and too much of it. So that's fishing, man.
Absolutely.
Been doing this a long time.
Absolutely.
But you can't catch them if you don't go. You got to try it.
That's right. It never stops us in the past either. We caught them.
No, sure, I'm older now. I don't like it as much. You know, it bothers me more than it used to, but hey, it's fishing. It's just fishing, man.
Yeah. Well, it looks like we got a good little stretch of weather here for the next 4 days. At least we're away from those strong southerly winds.
I'm not going to open my mouth on that one. I'm going to let you roll with that one.
Yeah, well,
I'll just cross.
I got waders today, boat fishermen the next 3 days. We've got a lot of tide around here. I don't know how much northerly wind we're going to have to push them down, but
we're going to have northeast today, but I think we're going to have due north tomorrow is what they're calling for, so that's good.
Yeah.
Anything's better than this pumping south we've had forever. Something a little different.
Yeah, and you know, June's coming up. Sometimes June and July, that wind pumps more out of the south and goes southwest. So,
oh, Lord, don't
who knows
that.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
We'll hang in there and keep plugging away.
be like a good Marine. Adapt and overcome, baby.
That's it.
Deal with it.
That's what we do.
Yes.
So, haven't heard of any giant fish lately over here, but, you know, there are a lot of fish over 20 inches, just almost more over 20 than, you know, than keepers.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Coming back.
Yep. Yes, sir.
So, throwing some big ones. Let them get big.
Yes, sir. We'll see what happens today. I think we'll catch some fish, Wade.
If I was a betting man, I'd put some money on you, Charlie.
Yes, sir. You'd be a winner.
Better than horse racing.
Yeah.
What? Hey, was that Kentucky Derby a muddy, nasty mess or what, buddy?
Golly, man. You know, some of them horses, they like that, though.
Yeah.
The ones up front, the ones in the back don't.
Boy, you want to get out to a lead and hold it. You don't want to be, you know, hind tail on that deal. Boy, some of those jockeys were just covered in mud, and the white horses were mud horses. And when they got in, that's just crazy.
Yeah, I know. I saw it. I watched it.
Filthy.
Yep.
Yep. That's a lot of hype all day long on TV for, what, 2 minutes of racing. And it's over.
It's fun to watch, though.
It is, though. Anticipation.
Yeah.
And it's really, really nerve-wracking when you got big money on it, like a lot of people did. So that's always a thing.
Those people got so much money they don't even mind losing it.
They don't care. It's just, hey, something to do.
Yep.
Big party. Big party.
That it is.
Yeah.
That it is.
Well, I wish you the best today on your trip.
I think we'll do all right.
Step into a bunch of 7 to 9 pounders today.
I don't think that's going to happen yet, but might be coming along here for a couple of years.
Pluck one out here or there, you know? Hey.
Yeah.
Main thing is get bites and pulls. Catch them.
Yep.
Move on.
That surf ought to be getting close to getting right, too, now. Right time of the year.
Nice to see that, wouldn't it? Get about a week stretch, yeah. See what was in that surf right now.
Yeah. Sharks or skipjacks like last year.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be sharks and skipjacks. Bull reds. Maybe some big tide runners, man. Big creatures. All right, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
Well, somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing Matagorda. Give them some info how they can reach you, my friend.
Best way, cell phone. Just leave a message. I'll call you right back. 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. Always good talking to you.
Good talking to you, Mickey.
All right, buddy.
You take care.
Man. Later.
Bye.
All right. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.